This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Zopman Show, we're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're also now live on iHeart and TuneIn as well. So basically, if you can listen to audio on your phone, we're there. Clinton Yates, you can listen to him on the ESPN app. That's where you find Clinton and friends. You are back in your LA studio. I am back in DC. We were actually in opposite places most of this week. It was very bizarre for me to walk past the LA Live ESPN 710 LA studios and be like, nope, my friend is not there. Yep. And it could have been a day, Clinton, had you not been at the MLB All-Star Game in Atlanta. There was like massive Commanders news with Terry speaking that day. I could have been in studio with you, sitting in a chair that's now 3 feet from you and 3,000 miles away from me.
You know, they call these sliding doors moments in Hollywood, and that was very much one of them. And I would have probably, honestly, rather have been talking about that because it was sweltering in Atlanta, and I was, it was a sticky, sticky week and weekend in the ATL.
Yeah, we got off the plane yesterday in DC and we're like, we're in the jetway. We're not even like exposed to the elements yet and go, oh no.
Yeah.
Like this is DC peak swamp right now in more ways than one, but we're just talking about the weather.
I mean, exactly. And you know why now? I am completely acclimated to California weather. I'm never coming back, not for any long amount of time unless I absolutely have to. It's just too pleasant to pass up.
That's when people get me is like for cold. They're like, didn't you go to Syracuse? I'm like, yeah, for 2 years. And I hated both winters. I grew up in South Carolina. I'm cold. Stop yelling at me.
Exactly.
We are going to talk. That's enough about the weather. Now to sports. MLB All-Star Game in Atlanta. MLB All-Star Week in Atlanta. James Wood is kind of the Nationals highlight. What did you think of him and kind of the reception of him, like the star power element of him in the Home Run Derby?
I think he carried himself really well throughout the entirety of the weekend. I mean, he's a young kid. You got to understand that, like, the thing about the All-Star Game is that a lot of players, even veterans, do get starstruck. And it can be kind of, I don't want to say an overwhelming experience, but it is the kind of thing that has a lot going on to the point that some guys actually avoid it because the level of attention that you get from all sorts of parties around is very difficult to manage. I thought he did a great job with it. Not only did he perform in the Home Run Derby very well, he got about 15, I believe, and he was the first guy who went, and he still managed to do well. A lot of other players thought he was going to win, which to me is such an interesting accolade when your peers are like, oh yeah, we've seen that guy. He's going to get a bunch out. And so he had a good performance. He didn't win. Cal Raleigh obviously was on the heater of a lifetime this year with, you know, the Mariners catcher. He was not only leading the league in home runs, he also won the Home Run Derby, and he hit from both sides of the plate. That was incredible. The best moment though, Craig, was, so I was in the auxiliary box, which is in left field at Truist Park. When Cal turns it around to the right side, he hit a ball that came straight at me, but I was behind the window. In front of me on the terrace were other daggone media members. He detonated some poor girl's laptop right in front of us. hit the thing. It went flying. Luckily, all was well, and she was okay anyway, and she got to keep the ball, and I think she got to meet Cal. So, yeah, that was the funny part about it, is that sometimes life gets real. It was pretty funny.
Wait, is there video of the laptop detonating?
I don't know. I mean, somebody might have video. I mean, it was literally in front of me. I didn't have enough time to react.
Yeah.
But I did take a picture of the end result, and there's like a streak on these, you know, on the top of the computer, and there's a mark on the ball. So luckily, nothing was actually destroyed, but it definitely went flying off that desk. It was amazing.
That's crazy.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. That's why you bring your glove to the game, kids.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're in the target zone. I'm curious, like, what did you make of the weekend overall? Clint Yates, ESPN's with us here on the Hoffman Show, fresh off MLB All-Star in Atlanta. I know the ratings were down, which, you know, is, I can't say it's surprising, but like, it's always interesting for, especially someone like you who just loves baseball, and for, you're surrounded by people who love baseball. Like, who cares how many other people are watching? If you're you, I'm not saying like the league should not care about that.
No, I get it.
But like, what's the experience being on the ground in Atlanta?
I think it was a successful weekend. There were some issues, some controversy going in, well, because of, you know, the ABS challenge system, which I don't love for separate reasons. But
I want to talk about that in a second.
I do think it made sense in an All-Star game context, and it worked just fine. Also, the ending was a little gimmicky. They do that home run derby swing off kind of deal. I think people don't understand, though, that the reason why they do that is because the starters have literally left the ballpark by the time you get to that stage of the game. They're not hanging around. It's kind of a break for them. And so as soon as they can go, they go. And a lot of people have issues with that because it sort of feel like it kind of cheapens whatever's going on. But I don't. I feel that, especially considering the fact that that game was moved from Atlanta to Colorado in 2020, whenever it was, and they finally got it back. Look, the Braves are a franchise that, again, Hank Aaron has been a part of that. All of those, National League East division winning championship teams. The Braves have a serious history, and they honored Henry Louis Aaron in a nice way on the field. I thought they did a good job. My feelings about the heat of Atlanta and the swelteringness of the Battery as a location are one thing, but the All-Star game is kind of hard to screw up, and I don't think that that's something they did this year. And the players went back to their regular uniforms, so a lot of people enjoyed that as well.
Yeah, no, I always like that, or it's like, oh yeah, like it's all of the stars together.
Yeah.
I do think that, like, I don't know. I try not to be like, hey, these guys make a lot of money that often, but I do think it's like, hey, you guys are making a ton of money. You can show up for this. You can also support the other, like the guys to leave the ballpark. Like that's, imagine you're the guy who is an all-star and you're finishing out the game and like, The starters are already gone. Like, that feels weird.
It is weird, but I think also if you're used to the grind of the regular season baseball schedule, these guys have so much to do every single day. They're at the park all the time, and any modicum of a break they can get, they take. And, you know, it's tough because as a fan, you look at it as like, oh my God, what's the big deal? All you got to do is play baseball. But when you're doing it literally
for sure
250 days a year, it gets to be a lot. And I understand why these guys want to get out of town and find some rest and relaxation away from the cameras and away from the fans, to be quite honest.
Yeah. Hey, got the jet waiting. Got to go. So the ABS system, we've talked about this before. I am pro robot umps on balls and strikes because I think that the whole point of rules is for them to be like, human error is a part of the game.
Yeah.
The players, not the umpires. Your job is to enforce the rules. They're there. You are more of an old school thinker. You like the variety in the strike zones. You like the human error element part of it. In some ways, like the ABS is a nice, where it's not just like, you just learn if you struck out or not by a dot coming up on the scoreboard.
Right.
But it's like, hey, man, you missed that egregiously. Tap the helmet. We're going to fix it. I liked it. I thought it worked well. The flow of it was great. That's where I'm at. What did you think being there and seeing it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let me ask you a question, Gregory. Are you a fan of speed cameras? Do you like it when you're going 3 miles over the speed limit and 2 a.m. and nobody's there and you get banged for $50 by a camera? Do you enjoy that?
No, but like it's not the same. I get the point you're making.
Do you enjoy it if you're out of town and you make a large purchase and your bank declines your card in front of your friends because, oh, the algorithm said that's not you? Do you enjoy that?
No, well, that's a terrible analogy because I had the credit limit. Like, I didn't break a rule there. It just, that's a safety and security feature.
Okay, so you don't.
The speed limit camera's a good one. Like, that's a solid one. I'll give you that. That's a good analogy.
No,
the other one, I'm glad you workshopped it here. I hope you haven't used that on the air.
I have used it on
other air
before.
Okay.
The point is that to me, it's just one of those things that, yes, there is a world in which people who care about this are satisfied by it. But you're right. I am a P1 baseball fan. To me, as somebody that grew up playing the game, that interaction is the fun part. And I know that rules are rules, et cetera, but longer discussion, more existentially, the rule of law does not make right, but that's not really the point here. My thing is that if you get in a position where you've opened the Pandora's box to effectively eliminating the purpose of the umpires overall, you really are taking something away from the game that is difficult. And here's a couple of examples that I'll give you. Number one, a lot of the players don't like it. A lot of the players will tell you, this is weird. I'm not going to think about that. Like, I'm used to dealing with a bad call here and there. And quite frankly, sometimes I don't mind just yelling at an ump. It is what it is. It's a pitch. But I was talking to Cameron Maben on the show. He was a longtime big leaguer, won a World Series in 2017. And here's what he said that I actually thought made the most sense. He said, if nothing else, it actually gives you, forget about the actual replay, the psychological effect of an ump realizing that they could get shown up in a big spot might just make them lock in more. And if that alone is what the effect is, then that's a win for everybody. I would contend that if you want better umps, get better umpires. But I understood what his point was. His point was is that the whole entire exchange is messed up by the fact that nobody wants to look bad. Well, if you don't want to look bad, call the game the right way, because now there's something to show that you didn't in real time. And that I understood, especially coming from a former big leaguer.
Yeah, I love that. But I'm also realistic the fact that these guys probably are about as good as you're going to get. Like, sure, right, there's some that are really, really bad. And, you know, like Angel Hernandez recently retired. And
yeah,
I don't think anybody was writing him. They were like, please, like, what took so long? And there is some tremendously bad calls that we've seen, including like the famous Armando Galarraga game and like other famous blowups where it's like, yeah, that pitch missed by a foot. Like, clearly the umpire had a vendetta, whatever. These balls are also being thrown 100 miles an hour. Now, like, not proverbially, literally 100 miles an hour. It's really hard to see, and they move. And so, like, I actually would hope that the umpires look at this as a thank you, as to be like, it is hard to do our job. This will allow us to administrate the game better. And if that's how they approach it, and that's how the players approach it, like, hey, this is going to help administrate the game better, which is ultimately, like, what I want to see happen with rules.
Sure.
then I am for it. And that is both the sharpness and then like, hey, if we do make a mistake, no problem. Like, I messed up. I'm human. Let's correct it. I'm not going to hold a vendetta against you for challenging it. Move on.
I don't disagree, but I do think there's something to be said about how this is going to genuinely affect the gameplay of baseball. Like, people act as if for years, strike zones being malleable wasn't kind of the entire operation. Dude, go back and watch Nolan Ryan highlights. Go back and watch Greg Maddux. These guys were not as on the plate as you think. And some of the greatest pitchers of all times knew how to work a zone because they knew how to work an umpire. And so that's something that I think we've got to take into account. There's more to this than just the rightness and the wrongness. It's the fabric of the game that is being chipped away at that. I'm not as angry as I once was about it, my analogies aside, but I do think that there is something that you're taking away because it also starts to affect the way that like kids view the game. The K-zone has everybody thinking they're an umpire. Everything is a commodifiable data point. I don't love that. There's part of the game that's just you get out there, you throw it, you swing it, you get an out or you don't. You slide. If you missed it, you missed it. You're in, you're out, you win some, you lose some. That's baseball. When we get too far down into these data sets, you're doing something more and we don't live in a simulation, Gregory. I don't like that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I don't want to say like I've reversed course on replay, but like there are elements of replay in multiple sports, yeah, especially basketball, where I'm just like, what's the point of this? Like the correct call is what it does to the flow of the game. Like now we're talking about like a tip ball that forever for 100 years was out on the team that tipped it, but it like rolled off the fingertips of right. Like we're not. I don't want to do that, but I do think like. The thing that I've always liked about replay in all sports is like, let's correct clear and obvious errors. And so right. If you want to add a 6-inch margin, like if that pitch missed by 6 inches, it can get overturned. If it didn't, then not. Like I'd honestly be fine with that. But I think that's where I'm at. Like you and I actually agree on this a lot.
Right.
It's just like in that little fine gray margin is how much of this we actually want. But that's kind of where I'm with you on that. Like let's not ruin the game.
I can't remember whatever the calls are that the fouls that you can call that were not called on the floor, but if you see them in a replay, you can call them. Like, that's the kind of stuff where I'm just like, no, thank you. And I don't want baseball to get...
Well, I actually like the proximate foul thing in the NBA because it's like, but what they do, like, I like how they do it. It's like, we miss the call, right? So we don't call a foul on the player. Sure. It's for an out of bounds. It's like the reason the guy lost the ball out of bounds is because he's fouled. And so what they used to have is they used to have to overturn it knowing they missed a call. And now they just make the outcome correct without adding a foul to it.
Right.
I actually like that.
Again, the way that used to work in every high school basketball game we know is that you just gave the ball to the other team. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, which is what they essentially do now.
I know, but I don't need a replay. I don't need to stop time for it. And that's all my point is that baseball forever was a game without clocks. It was a game that time just allowed to happen. And we're getting closer and closer to something that feels more like a video game than it does the actual game. And that sort of, in theory, bothers me probably more than the actual application of the usage of the system, to be quite honest.
It basically, we're both getting old.
Yes, correct. Right. I'm an old man. These are the clouds I'm yelling at.
Yeah, your clouds have less humidity in them than my clouds. And now we've come full circle. Clinton Yates with us here on the Hoffman Show. Thank you, sir.
You love speed cameras. Goodbye.
Good gracious. Clinton Yates with us here on the Hoffman Show. I do not love speed cameras. I do not love speed cameras. End of story. All right. When we get back here on the show that doesn't love speed cameras, one of two things is going to happen. We are going to talk to one of our two favorite guests, Kaylin Kaler. She is doing incredible reporting on the NFLPA situation, along with our pal Don Van Natta. They seem to be in like a heavyweight fight with Pablo Torre finds out to see who can find out more, and they're both winning. Lloyd Howell resigning as the executive director of the NFLPA last night. So we might talk to Kaylin. If not, if she is still reporting, Anthony, I'll ask you. We can either talk about the Von Miller signing, or we can talk to Sabrina Merchant and save the Von Miller signing for later. Which one would you like to do? Sabrina's flexible.
I think we should do Von.
All right. So either Kaylin Kaler, or we're going to talk about Von Miller and his signing to the Commanders. Next, we'll take a look at what's trending in the middle of the break as well. So we're locked and loaded here on a Friday edition of The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.